There's a famous question of the Baal HaMor. How come, when it comes to the Yontov of Sukkos, we make a Leishev Basukkah Kol Shiva, we make it every day. Sometimes more than once. However, when it comes to Achilas Matzah, we only make the Bracha at the Seder. We make it the first two nights, or the first night if you're in Eretz Yisrael. So how come? Why don't we make the bracha on matzah all 7 days, just like we do by Sukkot? So the Baal HaMor does not answer because Sukkot is a mitzvah, matzah is not. He could have just said simply, there is no mitzvah achilas matzah called Shiva. Since some may hold that way, and therefore there goes, that's the answer. However, as the Avnei Nezer and others point out, the Baal HaMor is, but in fact, he gave a different answer, which we'll get to in a minute, shows that he holds us also a mitzvah. What is his answer? He says, because ein hachinami. And by matzah, the first day, be'erev tochu matzah, she'ava chiyav. And the rest of the day, ibay yochel. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Why don't you have to eat? Like, what about two desyantiv? So that's dependent also. Machokas, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, the Gemara, M'sachem. But the Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, or Kula Hashem, so Rabbi Lezer says, except for Shuas, it's Kula Hashem. So therefore, again, that's a debate within whether Kula Hashem means totally not to eat at all, or you still have to have a meal, but it takes 5 minutes instead of an hour. So that's a debate. But either way, the Baal HaMor writes, by matzah, you could go without eating matzah the rest of Pesach. You could eat midei targima, other things, or fast. When it comes to sukkah, so if the bracha on the sukkah was just on the eating, so then maybe it would be the same. But he says, since when you make a leishei basukkah, it goes on sleeping as well, among other things, and therefore the Gemara tells us in the Dharam, if one takes a shua, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, it's automatically a shua shah. We don't wait 3 days, we know it's impossible. So since you know you have to be able, you're going to have to sleep in the sukkah, even if you go 1 or 2 days without it. So I guess Chazal just left it that you make the bracha daily, instead of, as opposed to saying, okay, every third day. So nevertheless, that's what the Baal HaMor answers, that there's a difference has to do with sleeping. But in Chinami, but out the achila, maybe they're the same. And by Pesach, since you don't have the matzah, so therefore you don't make a bracha. So, what do you mean? That there's no chiyuv of eating matzah, but there's a mitzvah. So that's the famous Vilna Gaon. So rectifying different psukim. This is the first night to chova, but ye matzah the whole Pesach. So you get a mitzvah. That's what someone would say. That's why briskers are machmir. The different reasons why you're machmir and shmur matzah. One is because you want to get the mitzvah, the chiyuv of mitzvah. You get the whole Pesach. So we find that's a famous example, which what they call it's a kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's rishush. It's optional. If you choose to do it, you get a mitzvah. So I guess that's a debate whether you make a bracha on a mitzvah kiyum, but we don't make a bracha, but we could get the mitzvah kiyum. So the second raya is from the Netziv. He talks about the halacha of Ma'isa Behema, the tenth animal becomes holy. So the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim points out that you should give it to the Kohen. But the Torah doesn't say you have to give it to a Kohen. And it's right, that's a mitzvah harishus, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want, you can give it to the Kohen. You get a mitzvah, but if not, you don't have to. And that's where Moshe's famous tshuva by Eretz Yisrael. There's no chiyuv to go, but if you go, there's a kiyum. So the question is, why don't we make a bracha then? Do you make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah? So number one, maybe we don't make a bracha because maybe we don't think there's a mitzvah. Maybe we don't go with the gra. But if you assume you go with the gra, if you go with the nativ, if you go with the assumption that you're getting a kiyum mitzvah, is there any Indian in making a bracha? So the Stei Chemed quotes from, I think, the Yafa Lev, one of some of the Achronim, that he quotes that he quotes a minhag he didn't like about from Balabatim and Ksas Mevinim. People knew a little knowledge is dangerous. They used to make a bracha on the matzah the whole Pesach. presumably based on the fact that it's a kiyum mitzvah. So that's the whole discussion. Obviously, halacha l'maaseh, no one makes a bracha today. But what about, is there an inyan? How would you explain someone? So if you hold it's a kiyum mitzvah, so do we have any concept of making a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah as opposed to a kiyum? So that's what some achronim want to suggest. Maybe it has to do with nashim and zman grama. That we know women are exempt from zman grama, but there's a machokis among Ashkenaz Svard, Tosis Rambam, whether a woman can volunteer, all agree women can volunteer the mitzvah. The question is, could they make a bracha? So the minhag Svard is not to. The minhag Ashkenaz is to do it, so someone has to do it. Maybe it's like we have a woman make a bracha on the Tilas Ruav, so to maybe eating matzah on Pesach, it's like a mitzvah arishus, it's a mitzvah kiyum, maybe there's basis, maybe there's some limitzchus for those who make the bracha. The bottom line is we don't make a bracha, either because maybe we hold there's no mitzvah, and even if we do, it's a shaila, do you make a bracha on a kiyum a mitzvah? But that's what the Bafei Mitzvah to the Baal Amor, since you have to sleep in the sukkah, you can't go 3 days without being in the sukkah, Masha'in Kain, by Pesach, even if you choose to eat, it's a mitzvah, but since you're not obligated to, therefore they never instituted a bracha on the mitzvah matzah the rest of Pesach.